If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Learn dad business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello! Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Going down business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah. Boom. Welcome to Grundad Business. This is Aaron Caliber. Hi, friends. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do stand up. It's all over the country. AaronCaliber.com. You know that, for God's sakes. And also, my sponsor is not DiGiorno Pizza. It's Puzzle Packs, PUZZLEPAX.com. It's the fold up wooden 6-pack carrier that you can put in your backpack, put your logo on the side, comes with a bottle opener. Fun times. You guys know it. You love it. Also, goodsandevil.com, my favorite horror shirts, movie shirts. They also sell vegan shirts. If you're a vegan, you like that. I have no idea why. I love you guys. Today, I'm sitting here in Los Angeles with my friend Johnny Beaner.
Hello.
Johnny Beaner.
And we are both eating DiGiorno Pizza, one of my sponsors.
Johnny's been on Letterman. You've toured all over the country. You've done a lot of fun things.
A lot of fun things. Yeah. Two kids in the other room that you can hear screaming right now.
That's the thing. Johnny got two kids. He just moved to Los Angeles. I'm chewing through this whole thing. So
they love it.
No, I don't care.
Listeners enjoy that.
We
moved here in July.
Yeah. So you moved there, moved to Los Angeles
from Milwaukee, yeah.
Whoa. That blows my mind. We've been talking about it for about 3 hours.
Yep. We got screwed by the moving company, which don't ever use a moving company if you ever move anywhere.
Why? What happened?
They hold your stuff hostage. And I've heard countless stories after we...
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean hostage?
Well... They're very professional and everything seems on the up and up when you set it up. And then once they have your stuff, it's very hard to get a hold of anyone. Like, we had no idea when we would get our stuff. So we're here and we're in our house, you know, and we don't have our stuff. And they're like, yeah, well, the driver, you know, we'll call one day and they'll be like, yeah, the driver picked it up. As soon as we get the driver's cell phone number, we'll give it to you so that you can get in contact with them. And then the next day it's like, yeah, it's scheduled for pickup tomorrow. And it's like, I need to talk to a manager. And then there's just nothing. Like, oh, they're at lunch. They just went to lunch. And just a
That's
string
insane,
of...
That's insane, dude. They steal any of your stuff?
No. So you're supposed to get, you know, 24 hours. And we're just like, all right, what is going on? We're never going to get our stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And then finally, like, yeah, all right. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, guy's like, yeah, we'll be at your place in 45 minutes.
Thanks.
Okay, so I get here, and Aaron leaves work to come here and meet him.
Your wife, not me.
Right, yeah, my beautiful wife, Aaron. and then he's like, yeah, we're down on Pico. We can't get down your street. It's too, we're not allowed. You know, there's a 6-ton limit, so we have to do a shuttle. And I went off, because we had been getting screwed, so I start cussing him out on the phone. I'm like, what the?
No
way. I just go, and I'm like, okay. This is not going to get us anywhere. So I'm like, all right, apologize. He's like, no, you can come look. I got your truck. I'm right here. Walk down to Pico. So I was like, all right. So I walked down to Pico, which is just, you know, right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, apologize. I'm like, sorry. It's been a terrible experience. Didn't mean to scream at you. He's like, yeah, whatever. That's fine. Here's a truck. We can't do it. Can't get down. So what we got to do is get a shuttle service, blah, blah, blah. Get another truck. And that's, it was like... $1,000. That's what it was. I misheard him. He was like, what did he say? He said like 190. It was $9.99 or something like that, you know. And I thought he said $1.99. And even at $1.99, I was like, are you kidding me? Babe, I'm like screaming down the street. I'm like, he's telling me we got to pay $1.99 for a shuttle service, this bullshit. And he's like, no, sir, $9.99.
$9.99.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm just like losing my shit. And then, so I'm like, all right, no, we're not doing that. You can get it. You can fit. You can have it fit. So at this point, we call my brother and my wife called the city and they're like, that's not, he can come down. It's fine. He can drive down. Those signs that say, you know, the signs are just so they don't take shortcuts through. But if they have a destination, they can park, they can block delivery the whole trucks, street.
Right.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not illegal. So we're telling him that. And he's like, no, my truck's too bad. I don't want someone to hit my truck, blah, blah, blah. We got a cop, my wife. So while I'm arguing with him, my wife went to the police station. A cop came here. It's basically extortion.
Yeah, this is the best.
And the cop's like, you know, dude, telling the guy, you can't do this. You are, you know, you're holding their stuff ransom. You can't do this. You know, if I were you guys, I'd sue them. But the cop's just like, they have your stuff. You know, I can't arrest him right now for, the, you know.
Right.
If you want your stuff, you got to pay him and then just sue him, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, we just got screwed. And I was like, well, we can't say no because if he takes our stuff, there's a $500 redelivery fee and we have to pay storage for all the additional time. So it's like,
whoa,
we are screwed.
So if you are a comedian moving to a big city, and you're a grown
up. Just don't do it. This is
the best. This is like a 2020 segment for my podcast.
It's terrible. Wow. So we ended up paying it, you know, and then we have all the paperwork and we're like, we should sue them.
And you don't even care.
And it's like, I just want to put it behind me. I know for the sake of the next customer that they screw, we should. And
oh,
like,
my
we should, but
gosh.
It's like, I just don't want to look at it.
But you went crazy on Yelp, didn't you? Did you give him bad reviews?
He wouldn't. Everything had to be cash or money order.
Dude, who are these people? What is wrong
National with you? Movers. But then he's like, oh, and I was like, nah, we don't, I'm, who do I write the check? I'm not giving you cash. So who do I have the money order written out to? He's like, oh, leave it blank. I'm like, I'm not leaving
not
it blank.
Chance.
So he gives me some name. I was like, that's not who I'm dealing with. I'm working with National Movers, not, you know, whatever delivery, whatever thing mm-hmm. he said. And he's like, oh, it's okay. You can do National. It's all this. It's a DBA. So they have like 12 different company names. Cause if you go on, like I did, yeah. you know, at one point I was like National Movers complaints. It just opens up this rabbit hole of scam companies of people that are like, they eventually get their stuff, but they do stuff like that where it's just like, yeah, they wouldn't get, you know, my stuff came 2 months late. They blah, blah, blah. So this is like,
that's amazing. So welcome to Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Kicking the crotch right here.
Over and over.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're
yeah.
here now.
You're here. Johnny has two kids, two beautiful Aryan children.
Yes. Hitler's dream.
They are a little poster of freedom and Aryan nation.
Yes.
You have such cute kids. And but here's the thing, man. You're a comedian. You moved your kids here. Mm-hmm. You did it. Mm-hmm. You did it. You're doing it.
We're doing it.
Is that debatable?
We are doing it. We're deciding if it was a mistake or not currently.
I think you're doing all right.
So, yeah, we're just taking a day
you're
at a time.
Well. This is a great place. It's
we
a
came out here
place.
Not thinking, all right, it's go for, you know, go for broke. You're either going to make it or we're going to go back as failure. It's like, no, we're just going to go see how we like it. Maybe
right.
We'll move back in 2 years. Maybe we won't. We'll,
right.
No pressure.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
So how is it now? Dude, I haven't seen your stand-up in a while either.
Oh, it's gotten so tight. It's so good. It's so good. JohnnyBeaner.com, Johnny Comic on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, like, how much you talk about your kids now? I know you do a little bit.
Oh, now I have to make a conscious effort not to have every joke I write be about, oh, he's talking about his
oh,
wife.
Is that right?
He's talking about his kids.
Because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do an hour and a half on my wife and kids.
That's what it is.
Who cares?
That's my life.
I know, yeah, right?
Write about
I can
life.
Only talk about what I know,
mm-hmm.
right? Doesn't it? Because it's funny because I met you before you had kids, and
yeah.
Tell me how much like it changed your life, like having kids and like changing your material.
That's all it is.
Yeah, because you were
anytime I'm not talking about my kids, it's old material.
Didn't you do some goofy? Oh, come on! What was one of your big jokes like 5 years ago? Cow joke or what was it?
Cow joke?
No.
Oh, the cat thing?
The cats!
Oh, yeah. I put that, that's like that's on my CD, so I'm trying to phase that out, but if I'm like at a club for a weekend.
Come on, dude, of course.
it's a good.
I still do my Maury Povitz joke.
Yeah.
And that's kind of still about my kids. Okay, I don't do any of my jokes before I had kids. I can't.
No, well, the cat thing was with my wife. So that was like,
oh yeah,
my wife. Yeah. Yeah, it's either about my wife or my kids. It's not all about my kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've always said too, like I just did a podcast that it was previously on with my friend Jason Collings, and people know Jason Collings, funny guy. I think you, me, and Jason should do like a dad tour. I'm telling you, it would be bananas. His kids are grown up.
Oh, okay. Like what? 18?
No, like 26 and 21. That was a crazy conversation. That blows my mind.
Wow.
Can you think about your kids being in college?
No, but I know it's going to happen before. Yeah, but I don't.
When people tell me that, I'm like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm like, don't tell me that. I'm enjoying my little kids.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell
me
that.
I am savoring this time.
They're just like,
every time my daughter is like, Daddy, I didn't get a hug. I'm like, oh God, please don't let this be the last time you say that.
I know. What did you ever see that? That's something somebody put on Facebook that was like, there's going to be a time where your children for the last time say, Daddy, pick me up. Did that just hurt your heart? Did that just hurt your heart a little bit? Yeah. Doesn't it blow your mind? Because it's true.
Yeah. Like, it will happen.
Your 30-year-old daughter is not going to be like, Daddy, pick me up. If she broke her leg, maybe. So now you're just going to be breaking their ankles so you can pick them up.
Yeah.
Daddy, pick me up. Okay, grown woman.
Oh, God.
That's fun.
That's sad. Who would post that on social media?
Somebody without kids.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Doesn't know.
You, dude, how did you, besides having kids, I mean, well, how's kids in L.A.?
It's
because you're little.
It's fine.
You don't have to go to school yet.
Right. Yeah. I think that, it gets easier, right? Your kids are old enough. They're in school. It gets easier then.
Yeah. My 7-year-old, I mean, she's in second grade. And my son does, you know, pre-kindergarten a couple days a week. So, but now we got a new little one.
Yeah.
So we're
starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm home with the two kids now and it's fine. I mean, I don't want to say nanny. We have like a babysitter.
Sure, yeah.
But she's not really. I mean, she comes twice a week.
Yeah.
She hasn't in a while because she's from Germany. She went home to Germany to get married and be on her honeymoon.
She probably loves your kids.
She does.
Those little sweet blonde kids.
She does.
Perfect bone structure.
But so she's with them, you know, 4 hours a day, maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
So I can write or have some time
of
sanity. Or and go to, and she lives two blocks that way by coincidence.
Amazing.
So like if I get a commercial, you know, auditions, you don't find out till the day before.
Yep.
So like it's great. I could be like, hey, I have something at 1 tomorrow. Can you be here for an hour while I run and do that? And I tried for the first time. I took my kids to 2 auditions.
No, you didn't. 'Cause
I didn't want to do it.
No, you didn't.
Like, I don't mind when people do it, but like, I don't want to do it. It just seems like such a pain and such a hassle.
Did you take your kids to an audition?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I took them to it. I had 2 auditions. it was terrible.
Please tell me this whole process.
I have a double stroller. So I took them to, the first one was fine and they were great. And there's like tons of old people like auditioning for some old person commercial. So they're like, I'm like, oh, good. They'll watch my kids. They're not going to steal my kids. So I left them right outside the room. You know, they're being entertained. I do my thing. I go in there. The guy running the thing is like, oh, did you want to bring your kids in? It's real, you know, it's a real quick audit. You're just waiting for a bus and it's like, there's no dialogue.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I think they're fine. It took me, you know, 30 seconds. I was out. Fine. So then I go to the next one and
tigers, dogs.
It was terrible.
Oh yeah.
We go into the room, you know, the lobby area where you're waiting, and my kids discover that it sounds echoey. So they're like, ah, ha, ha, and they're just doing that and like listening to the and this lady comes out, I was like, who's the parent of the children? It's like me. She's like, yeah, we're running voiceovers in here and I'm about to lose a client. So they need a, and I was like, oh God.
Oh my God.
So that was like terrible. So then this other actor comes up. He's like, hey, if you want, I can watch your kids while you go in and do it. And I was like, oh, thank God. He's like, do you have kids? He's like, no, but all my friends do. And it's hard. So I get it. So he like saved my life because I was about to be like, psh, screw this and just leave.
Did you get any of these roles?
That one I did not. And it was one where you have to write your own. It's like, you know, they're not allowed to say improv in commercials because, like, I'm not the writer. I'm the actor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to write your commercial
and
then not get the part.
Right.
But whatever. So it was one of those where they have you do it. And so I'm dealing with my kids screaming. So I didn't have time to think. So I'm walking in and like, all right, do you have a story? It's supposed to be a story about kids that makes you smile and laugh. And my kids were just two nightmares. I'm in a terrible mood. I'm mad at them.
Did you do a stand-up joke?
No, they said don't do that. They're like, don't do a jokey joke because then we'll know. Like, it has to be one of
you know, because I'm good.
You. So I told some joke about
a 20-year-old casting girl.
It was when I was little. Like, I just lied and said it was my kids or my sister's kid, whatever. But it was about a story about me saying penis.
Tell me the story.
To a stranger.
Tell me the story.
The story was my brother's selling.
This is we're a podcast. We tell stories.
Okay. So my brother's a Boy Scout and he's selling popcorn or whatever, you know, and he's dragging me in the wagon. I don't remember this because I'm so little. But we go to this guy's house. His name's Mr. Hannibal. He's our neighbor.
I'm like, oh, this is going.
And the guy comes to the door. He's like, hey, that's your little brother, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you? And I looked up at him and I go, penis. The guy goes, what did he say? My brother's like, I don't know. I didn't hear him. Anyways, thank you. And like,
How old is your brother?
He's more than you? He's 6 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
So he was probably, I don't know, eight
or
something. I was two or three. So I told that story. I was like, oh, it was my, you know, my kid or my sister's. I don't know. But as soon as I said penis, the guy's face, like I'm telling the story and the guy's like all excited, like, oh, this is a good story. And then I said penis and he's like, you just see in his face, oh, well, this guy's an idiot. He's not going to get this. This is a commercial, you know? So that was terrible. So anyways, and I haven't booked any commercials. So then I take them to one. It's in the valley. And I was like, that was a terrible experience. I'm not taking my kids to commercial auditions.
There's no way.
Well, then I got backed up against a corner. This is a very detailed story.
This is the terrible.
So I get the commercial. And right after they...
Right into detail.
Not the commercial, but the audition notice.
Yeah.
And you have to like respond, confirm or deny right away. And if you deny, you have to like talk to your agent and tell them why. You know, you can't just deny it yourself.
Sure.
So I confirmed it. They call you right after.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, just want to double check to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So I confirm it. And then I looked at the shoot dates and I realized, crap, I'm going to be out of town for one of the dates because it shoots on the second and third. And I was in Kansas City on the third or whatever. Right. So I was like, should I cancel? Should I not cancel? And then I had heard from people, don't cancel. It's good just to get in front of these casting directors, have them see you.
Sure.
You know, because the odds of you booking it or whatever, slim.
Right.
It's like, don't cancel. That's going to piss off your agent. It's going to piss them off.
Right.
Just do it. And it's in the valley. And they said, okay, callbacks are just later that day. We're doing it right away.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't even want to get a callback. I got to take my kids to the valley. And then if I get a call back,
I got to go back.
I got to go back. It's not, you know, so I go, kids are fine. Exactly. The kids are fine. So I go in, audition. Not great. I'm very conscientious. I don't want this part. I don't want this. This is a world of crap if I get it.
Yeah.
And I won't. I haven't booked anything, so I'm not worried. So he has me do it six times. He's like directing me, having me change it. He's like, do it a little like this. So I did it like six times. He's giving me, and I'm like, that was great. It took me six times to get what he wanted. I'm not getting it. So then, you know, you have to wait till they release everyone. They come out and they release everyone except for me and another guy. They're like, they want to see you again. You got to call back. So you got to be here in an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Because we're going to go eat lunch.
Yeah. So I'm like, crap. I can't. There's no point in coming home, you know.
No way.
I'll just come home and then go back. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Now I got to decide, do I let my kids sleep in the car? Do I try to wear them out? What do I do? So whatever, I don't remember what I did. So I took them back, and then now they're just nightmares. They're screaming.
They're tired.
They're tired.
You didn't get them to sleep?
One of them slept, and the other just, there was no way she was going to sleep. Oh, so they're just a nightmare. She was okay, but it was like mainly him that's like screaming. And I was there, I got there early. You know, they said be back at like 1:20 or whatever it was. I don't know. And I'm there, it's like 1:40, and I'm like, what the hell? They said hi to me when I walked back in for the callback. They know who I am. They saw my kids.
Yeah.
And then it's like been 20 minutes. I'm like, and I go up there and I'm like, and then I see the list. I'm like, did I have to sign in again? And she's like, oh yeah, you have to sign in again. And I didn't. So,
they didn't call you.
So they didn't call me. And there's like, everyone else was there. And I was like, so I just sign in. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And my kids are going even worse nuts. And I'm like, I don't even want this part. I don't even want this. The only reason I'm not saying, screw it, I can't do it, is because I don't want to get a phone call from my agent saying, what the hell? So now it's just too much. It's too much. Duncan is screaming and I go and I'm just like, I can't. I'm sorry. I have to go. I just cross my name off. I can't do it. My kids are going nuts. So I go home. And then, later, I get a phone call from the agency. Like, hey, they need you to keep that date avail. They want you. You're on avail for it. They want to put a pin in you. I'm like,
so you didn't even do the callback.
I didn't do the callback.
And they put you on hold.
They put me on hold. And then the Wednesday of my gig canceled. It was for Deja Vu. I was supposed to do a show in the Ozark, Lake Ozarks, whatever. So that's like, you're just doing Thursday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So that date opened up. Those. The Lake of the Ozarks one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did it.
Did you do Deja Vu?
A couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you doing Deja Vu coming up?
I told you that. Yeah. I did Deja Vu.
I talked to Matt about you in the green room. Yeah. Uh-huh. He said hi.
In Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the Ozark one on Wednesday too.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do that one.
Okay.
So anyway, so that was the conflict one and that just fell out and they added a corporate show. So my pay didn't change. So it was like, super. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then I got a call from Laura. It's like, yeah, you booked it.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I was like, well, now the conflict's gone. I can actually do it. Oh, and I said, I can't do the second date. I can only do the one date because whatever. And it ended up changing. They only needed me for the first date. So like that was my first booking. And it just,
you did it.
I did it. I got it by actively trying to not get it.
That's actually what happens. When I started getting commercials, it was because I would go in and be like, I don't even care.
Yeah, but I've done that. Like, I've been like that. I've been on that for a while. That. I've been on that. I'm not going to get this. I don't care. Yeah. But it's not until I need to not get this.
Yeah.
I can't get, if I get this, it's a problem.
Are you allowed to tell us what it was?
I don't even remember what it was.
You don't remember what it was?
No, I know. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I can say.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble. I signed an NDA.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's seriousness.
Yeah.
This is a fun little tale.
I'll tell you off the podcast.
Okay. This is a fun little tale.
Yeah, that's my story. That's an exciting tale for my first commercial booking in LA.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's good.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you real quick about, like, you know, I like asking comics, like, where they came up, like, you know, as like kids.
Okay.
Like siblings.
Do you want another piece of pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get both of them.
All right. Talking, and I'll be right back. Well, no. So your brother, Scott, right?
Yeah.
Your brother, Scott, Scotty Beaner, which sounds like a fake name in the Sandlot.
He's the oldest.
He's the oldest. And how many siblings do you have?
There are 7 Beaner kids in my family.
Are you okay? That's see, this is why I ask people that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh yeah, I get why you're funny.
Well, guess where I am in the 7?
Youngest.
Nope.
In the middle.
Dead middle.
Right in the middle. That's why you're a goofball. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. It's either the youngest or somewhere in the middle. Those are
I would comedians. Literally tell my mom I don't get enough attention. You have too many kids. Growing up.
I feel like most comedians, a lot of times, you know, people say about comedians, like, they're like, oh, well, you had to go through some struggle when you were a kid. And then someone will say, oh, well, I didn't have a bad childhood. And I always go, how many siblings did you have? And they always say, like, more than 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, oh, I had 6 brothers and sisters. I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you vied for attention.
Yeah, you didn't watch your parents die in a car crash, but... You were competing your whole life.
Absolutely. See?
Yeah.
7 kids. 7. Wait, wait, wait. Didn't you say that your kids were the first grandkids?
On my wife's side.
Oh, on your wife's side. Okay.
Yeah, my mom doesn't care about my kids.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She's got like 9 already.
Oh, yeah. My wife's sister had kids.
I used to have a joke about that.
Oh, really?
Like telling my wife's parents was so exciting. Seeing them down, they have a heart, you know, it's like, oh my God. And then we tell my mom and she's like, oh, congrats. Oh, you know what? Hang on. I got to take another call. Congrats on the kids. I'll call you back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like, you have those kids, and then it's just like, you know, when you have like my okay, what am I trying to say?
Aaron is emailing and texting.
I'm emailing the Laugh Factory right now. Sorry.
I don't care. I'm just wondering, like, people that don't know you're preoccupied are like, wow, he doesn't know how to talk.
I'm high and drunk. No, my wife says there has four kids. So it's like, by the time we had our kids, they're like, yeah, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Like, it was just like, oh, geez, get more chairs.
No.
Like, that was the response. Like, we got to buy more chairs. So how was that?
How was what?
All those kids.
Growing up?
I mean, pizza again.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, we have, like, that's, I mean, my family's nauseatingly great, you know.
Adorable.
Yeah. No, I don't want to say adorable, but, like, you know, we got along. We're all still very close.
And your whole family from Milwaukee?
From Omaha, Nebraska.
That's right. You're from Omaha.
Mm-hmm. I went to college in Milwaukee, and that's where I met my wife.
Of course your family is wonderful from Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful people.
Wonderful. I'm the oldest kid that was born in Omaha. My older ones, they lived in Ankeny, Illinois. I think we lived in Iowa at some point before I was born.
Why did you guys move around so much?
My dad's work. I mean, he was a lawyer, but he was a patent attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why. Because my mom was I don't think she was working then. Well, like when I was growing up, she was a dental hygienist, mm-hmm. and she teaches at Creighton. But when I was young, you know.
You just had this house full of kids,
mm-hmm.
and it just made you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I ask people.
Yep. And I didn't get enough attention.
That's a good answer. Well, okay, great.
Yep.
Wow, man. I can't believe you're here. You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it, man. Do you need me to watch the kids or
something? Next time we talk, I'll be like, hey, I'm hiring a moving company to move back to Milwaukee to get that huge house back.
The same moving company. Yeah. Well, dude, thanks so much, dude.
Of course.
We're good. We're good.
Did you have you already said on your podcast where you are in your family and size?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the
okay,
oldest.
I guess I'll just listen to that. Oh, okay.
I'm the oldest.
And how many?
I have a sister that's 4 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted attention.
Okay.
I got beat as a child.
There you go.
We could talk about that later.
Okay.
I've mentioned it.
We'll talk about your beatings off mic.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Johnny Comic, at Johnny Comic. And
J-O-H.
J-O-H-N-N-Y Comic. C-O-M-I-C.
And C-O-M-I-C.
JohnnyBeener.com. Beener is B-E-E-H-N-E-R, which you'll have on the label.
I will have on the label. The cassette tape that I mail out to everybody. Yes. That's how I do these.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize I've been wasting my time for 20 minutes.
No. Yeah, I put it on a cassette tape and I'll have your name.
Mail it out to your
Johnny Beener interview.
Perfect.
B-E-E-H-N-E-R.
Beener's Beans is my YouTube videos. That's my little.
That's right. You do little fun little videos. Do you do them with your kids, right?
They've been in one. They're usually screaming in the background.
Man, you got good kids. Jeez.
The first one I would do at like 1 a.m. because that's the only time the house is quiet.
It's quiet right now.
Yeah. I told you if I just ignored him, you heard him screaming. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll just pretend I don't hear that. He'll pass out.
Well, I'll let you enjoy this time. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for coming over. Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Of course. And thank you to DiGiorno.
Yes, my sponsor.
Amazing sponsor of Johnny Beener's and Beener's Beans.
Yes.
My sponsors, Puzzle Packs, PAX.com, and goodsandevil.com, guys. So eat some pizza, drink some beer in your Puzzle Packs, store them in there, and put on a shirt.
Perfect.
That's about it. Okay. Okay, guys, be kind, be funny. That's what I tell people, Johnny.
That's a good words to live by.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it a t-shirt. Be kind, be funny. That's it.
All right, and then if you just throw a picture of a dick on it, you'll probably sell a bunch.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I'll sell them in thongs. Be kind, be funny.
There you go.
I want to be a real road comic and sell thongs. Yes.